All right, hello, and welcome back to the Binge Boys segment known as Yu-Gi-Oh! With you today, my name is Dungeon Dice Master Enrique.
Yo, it's your boy, Yu-Gi T-Max.
And we are covering episodes 11 through 15 of Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Monsters, the original series. Tristan, last time we left off, the boys had just gotten to Duelist Kingdom and were doing duelist things on that island. Specifically, the last section was Kaiba bawling the fuck out, doing Kaiba things, and Yugi was fighting fake Kaiba, and Mokuba was doing Mokuba things, which involves getting kidnapped all the time.
Bro, they really jabroni Mokuba, but he's also like
it's not Yu-Gi-Oh unless Mokuba gets kidnapped and Kaiba's gotta go save him.
Bro, I mean Mokuba's like eight. What Kaiba is he supposed to do? They just leave this 8-year-old, 10-year-old alone.
And of course they don't. He fucking goes off by himself. Kaiba keeps saying, Mokuba, why do you do this? He's like, I'm trying to impress you, big brother. God damn, that's what the next episode's gonna be about. Talk about Mokuba's fucking gassing up Kaiba. Every time he fucks up, he's waiting for Kaiba to bail him out.
He's like, my big brother will come save me.
I'm here for the bailout. Oh, man. But this section kicks off with my man, Joey Wheeler. Joey gets his 1v1 with Rex.
Yeah.
We're seeing Joey starting to gas up as a duelist, right? Bro, he's becoming tier two.
The arc of Joey in this show is absolutely bananas.
The pacing of Joey's arc is absurd, because I swear to God, last episode, Joey didn't know the fucking rules, and then this episode, he is beating the runner-up of the regional tournament.
Exactly, what the fuck? Dude. Now, granted, did he get a little bit of help? For show. That boy, Tom Wizard, is crazy.
Time Wizard, I was going to say he's busted, but he's really, well, if you got the heart of a card, it's busted. But in theory, it's a 50-50 shot at either W or L.
It's not even 50-50. It's 33-66.
What you mean?
The time wheel has six spots. Two of them are the good one. Four of them are the bad one.
Oh, fair. But at that point, you know, the heart of the cards makes it 50-50. So,
I mean, heart of the cards makes it like 75-25.
Yeah. Heart of the cards makes it 100-0 unless they want to make it harder for Joey. They want to give Joey a hand.
Hey, man, we'll get to it.
Yeah, absolutely. So Joey comes out here. He says, I got to smoke on this Rex Raptor pack from Serenity. And, of course, he has a whole monologue, flashback, see Serenity, everything like that. Dear God, Joey can't exist unless Serenity's on his mind. I can't wait for Serenity to show up and run around Duel City with him.
And then every one of his friends, remember, this is for your sister, Joey.
Hey, man, now you're jumping the shark, okay? That's later when they start doing the, don't forget Serenity.
Bro, they do it all the time. It don't matter.
It literally reminds me, you remember Fast and Furious, the first one?
Maybe.
Have you seen the first one?
I don't remember. I know I've seen the second one.
It's always okay. I don't think you've seen the first. It's the one with Ja Rule in it.
I don't think I've only seen the second one.
The very first race of the very first Fast and Furious movie involves Vin Diesel, the Spanish Mexican Dominican dude. I don't know what the fuck he is, to be honest. That's like stereotypical poppy guy. And then no, that's the second one. Fuck, I don't remember who the other racer is. It's Ja Rule, fucking Brian, and Vin Diesel, right?
Okay.
And he's kind of doing well, and then he starts getting gassed by Brian and Vin, right? And he goes, no, Monica! Like, his girlfriend said she'll leave him if he doesn't win this race, right? Every time Joey says Serenity, I just think about the fucking Monica scene from Fast and Furious. Every time he's about to lose, Serenity! Like, it's like his charge-up. That's his Yu-Gi-Oh! Like, you know, Yu-Gi-Oh's Yu-Gi-Oh! Joey goes, Serenity! And then he transforms into Super Joey. God damn. But basically, Joey just gasses the fuck out of Rex, smokes on the Rex Raptors pack. After Rex said, and I quote, I'm about to give Joey a prehistoric pounding.
Yeah.
I can't believe he's done this. He ends up trading pink slips with Joey, and Joey gets one of his goat tier cards of the entire series.
He gets this Red is eyes, literally this is literally Joey's card for the entire series.
I don't know. Honestly, actually, you know what? I think Time Wither's more iconic.
Well, okay, it kind of depends, because you know what? And spoiler alert: throughout the series, Joey always be getting other good cards from people. Yugi, not quite the same. It's almost the same. Egyptian
gods
minus Slifer, which we'll get to eventually. Minus
all of them, because he hold. Never mind. Whatever. I'm pretty sure Yugi had his hands on all of them at one point.
You right. You at the end. Yeah. We'll get to
it. Even before that, I think he had his hands on Obelisk first.
No, he did not.
All right. We'll see. I've been right about some things you said I was wrong about.
He had none of them at first.
Of course, he had none of them, because he had none of them now. Forehead. But I'm pretty sure he won Obelisk off someone, and then Kaiba won it off him somehow. I can't remember the process of elimination that went down with that. But yeah, he gets black eye. Wait. Red eyes, black dragon.
I was going to say, he gets black eyes? Like, wait a second.
Yeah, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Serenity, you know what I'm saying?
Whoa! sir, that's like a 13-year-old.
Bro, these dudes look 36. Don't even...
Okay, come
Tristan
on.
Tristan is a grown man.
No.
Tristan is grown and has a 401k. All right, Jesus. Get out of my face with this bullshit.
Hey, get it straight. I got a Roth IRA.
Not you, the other Tristan.
Oh, that Tristan. Yeah, you right.
Yeah, it's forehead. The dude, one of his show.
His big-ass trench coat.
That's what I'm saying. He's not a high schooler. Stop lying. So, Joey does that. After that, Bakura just creeps out of the shadows.
Bro,
nowhere.
Bakura.
This dude had one scene prior, and all of a sudden he's like, hi, I'm Bakura. I'm fucking evil.
Bro, I'm pretty sure as a kid I had nightmares about that dream scene.
About this version of Bakura?
No. Just the dream scene.
Oh, are you talking about when they were playing those cards?
Yeah, the duel. That was crazy.
That shit was tight.
I mean, it's cool, but like, oh my gosh, you get the card graveyard involved.
Yeah, I mean, that shit was dope. And then you see, Yugi explains what the fuck's going on with him. You're like, yeah, what? They're like, why are you here? Why are you not up there? And he's like, well, so when I start playing Duel Monsters, right, this other guy just takes over my body. I can't really explain it. They're like, oh, okay, fair enough. Like, no one really questions that.
Well, okay, they don't question it because they all think they're dreaming.
But Yugi says this happens normal style.
I know, but they the other people all think they're in a dream. They don't realize what's going on.
They know they're not, because when they come out, they say, oh, look, Bakura's a good guy now.
No, and then, but they just treat it like they were dreaming the whole time. Only Yugi and Bakura actually know what was going on. Everyone knows, I just had this crazy dream.
Why don't they just explain it to them? Like, I don't, whatever, fuck it.
Too much for their tiny brains to comprehend.
I mean, the duel with Bakura and Yugi actually wasn't that entertaining for me. I think it was a lot of ass pulls during it.
It was a terrible actual duel.
No, it was bad. Like, when Taya started crying and he started reviving monsters, I was like, dog, what is this?
Nah, bro, that's her special effect.
Fuck Taya, okay? That's what I'm going to say.
Hey, yo.
I didn't realize that what her ship was. I just don't know if I just didn't give a shit when I was younger or what, but, you know.
What, you mean her and Yugi?
I thought it was her and Tristan this whole time. I can't lie. Because they always be kicking it. I thought they were dating. Like,
nah, bro. It's her and Yugi for all of eternity.
I mean, I know, but shit. Not really. Well, we'll get there. Because I read some things. I don't know if she like Yugi or she like the other dude. But
the other dude?
Yeah, the other Yugi. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Yami. But she don't. Okay, this is, like I said, she don't see it's Yami. She just see Yugi the whole time.
But she. Never mind. We'll get to it when we get to it.
I know.
I read a little expert, okay? We're like 100 episodes from this.
Well, golly, man. Quit trying to cheat.
I'm not cheating. I said I want to mention it real quick. You want to go into argument about it. We'll argue about it in 3 months.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, that was just a mid-duel, and that eclipsed most of 12 and 13.
Yeah.
Go to 14, Yugi smoking on that panic pack.
Yo, the panic duel is one of my favorites in Duelist Kingdom.
Really? I did enjoy it because it seemed like the rules are actually starting to kick in at this point.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you notice that too? Then again, at the end with the whole, I just broke the ring and now the whole thing fall down. That part, okay, well, that don't seem correct. But
well, there was, I said the starting to kick
in. I know. Yeah.
Because Yugi is still summoning cards he should not be able to summon without tributing yet.
Yeah, everybody do that. Red Eyes, Black Dragon just get played on the field. Blue Eyes, White Dragon just get played on the field. Wow. I'm going to slap Blue Eyes. Watch this. Hey, next turn. You see that? You see that? Blue Eyes, White Dragon again.
And the rule is you can only summon one. I don't think that's a rule in general.
At a time?
Maybe I'm tripping.
At a time? Yeah. No, that's right. You can normal
summon
one,
but you can special summon two. Yeah.
No, you can always normal summon more than one, I'm pretty sure.
Nah, I think you can only get one off. What's stopping me from summoning two and then tribute summoning something right away? You see what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure you can do that.
Nah, you can't do that because I'd be playing Yu-Gi-Oh! On the PS4 and shit. And you can't do that.
Maybe they changed it. I don't know. I could have sworn you could always play more than one monster.
I don't know. Maybe I'm tripping. I haven't played dual monsters in a minute, to be honest.
Trust me, it's been even longer for me. And I don't pay attention to the bullshit-ass tournament rules they be talking about.
Oh, tournament's whole different beast. I just be playing like Duel Links and shit sometime from
time.
That's
what I'm saying, bro.
Curse of the Dragon comes out for the first time, I feel like, this entire series. Shout out Curse of the Dragon.
Wrong. It's not dog. Oh, wait. During the Panic Duel?
Yeah.
No, I swear he used Curse of Dragon at some other point.
He
used them during the Weevil battle. Because we had Gaia the Dragon Knight during the Weevil battle. That's what broke open the cocoon.
I thought it
was Gaia the Dragon Knight that broke open the cocoon during the Weevil battle.
You know
battle.
What it was? He didn't use polymerization. That's why I didn't really think about it. Because he was just fusing shit off rip. Like,
No. He used polymerization.
Am I just a crackhead? What's up with this episode?
A little bit, you a crackhead.
I'm just spacing. God damn.
Hey, man, don't worry. I'm going to do it the rest of the series, and you're going to have to correct me when I say something stupid.
True. Yami just started pressing Panic this entire duel.
Bro, that was crazy.
Was hating. She was like, he's falling under pressure. In reality, Yugi was pressing Panic, and Panic started to panic. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, dude. Yugi knew exactly what he was doing the whole time.
I feel like it's Panic with a K. You know what I'm saying? I feel like people named Panic are Panic with a K. P-A-N-I-K.
I mean, yeah, maybe normally, but probably not in this.
I don't know. I wrote Panic with a K just because it felt better.
All right.
And then Panic gets motherfucking Mind Crushed by Yugi. So Yugi pulls out his Mind Crush for what is the second time in 15 episodes.
Was that the second time or the third time?
That's the second because he did it to Kaiba and then he did it here. And I'm just like, bro, why don't you just do this to, like, Pegasus for the fuck of it?
Oh, who knows?
But, I mean, we'll chat about Pegasus in the next episode, really.
That's a fact.
This 5, I can't lie to you, was pretty meh for me.
Overall, I don't disagree. It was too... it's weird how quick the duels go, but they're like, oh, it take for... Part of it is because they only had 2,000 life points. So, of course, all the duels 4K are going to go... Yeah.
Even though in real life, it's 8K.
It's 8K, yeah. But they do 4 through, like, Battle City. Is it the whole series? Don't they get to 8 at some point?
No. In GX... if they do, it goes back down in GX. So, GX is 4.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
They don't stick with 8.
Yeah, I mean, it goes too fast,
It might
man.
Be a per-duel thing, because I know, like, you can make up house rules at that point, because they do it in the show, too, where they'll be like, fuck it, we're going to fight at, like, 8. They might do that.
Maybe they did at one point. I don't remember, but whatever. It does go to 4. 4 makes it at least take a little bit longer.
Well, it's weird, because some episodes will be you'll get a Joey versus Rex, which is a 1-episode duel. You get a Bakura versus Yugi, which is a 2-episode duel. And then you get a Panic versus Yugi, which is a 2-episode duel. So it's like, how do you determine which ones are worth 2 and are not?
It depends on how much story they want to tell with the duel.
But then they don't even tell that much story with the duel. Like, the most we got out of these, Panic had no story in it at whatsoever. But Bakura, at least they divulged that Yugi knows that there's something else going on with him with the Millennium Puzzle.
Right.
And they kind of divulged what Bakura's shit does, which he can track the other shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was interesting, at least.
Is it suspicious to you how Bakura's father just came across the Millennium Ring?
You know, I feel like you wouldn't get that for the price he got it for.
If
I was a vendor who's really poor in Egypt, I would be selling this gold necklace for a lot fucking more than $5, whatever it was.
Granted, maybe the exchange rate is just crazy.
Or maybe, really, what happened was Bakura's dad fucking robbed that guy.
Grave robber?
No, crusader style. Like, he busts in, I'm taking your land, give me what you got.
Yeah, who knows? Because I don't even know. Yugi's grandpa... gave Yugi his Millennium Puzzle, but Yugi's grandpa is like an archaeologist. He does stuff like that.
But didn't he say he got it from a homie?
Well, yeah, his homie Arthur is also an archaeologist. We meet him later.
Yeah, so Arthur gave it to him.
Yeah. But then Pegasus did the same thing. Pegasus did the same thing, but he was like studying that and all, and then that's how he came up with Duel Monsters, was studying all that.
Whoa. You're giving away the sauce.
My bad. But I'm just talking about the. I was only talking about the couple Millennium items we know right now.
Because I think in our next episode, we'll actually cover that. Someone mentions that. How could they know about Duel Monsters when Duel Monsters is new? I'll get to it in a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, this was alright. Joey's still, I think, the best character at this point in the show. Because he's had the most screen time. Other guy, after the next episode we record... He's number one, motherfucker. He come out here, kicking the door, waving the 4-4. All they heard was Kaiba, don't hit me no more.
He gets 3 minutes of screen time. We'll talk about it.
And he comes in hard as hell in that 3 minutes, bro. That's my dog. Oh, man. Jeez. Thank you guys for listening to what could basically be a filler episode of Yu-Gi-Oh! This week.
That was crazy, bro.
We did cover what there was to cover, but it was lackluster to say the least. But next episode will definitely be a fucking doozy.
It was so my being a damsel in distress.
My and Mokuba being Rapunzel saying, save me.
Yep.
Help. And Joey saying, I can help you guys, but after I help Serenity.
I'm helping you guys, but really it's for Serenity.
Serenity. What you guys say, like Joey? Serenity.
Serenity. Serenity.
What is Tristan there for? Let's really ask that question. I want you guys to go home. This is your homework. This is your homework for the week.
Get in our comments. Tell us what he does.
Yeah, write down your best defense of Tristan, the character, not the host of this show. And I'll read it and I'll tell you why it's wrong.
Wait. Never mind. No. There was one thing Tristan does in this episode. Yeah, it is next section, huh? Okay. It ain't big. It ain't big, but, you know.
No, but, I mean, it gives me a reason to be there. Taya's just kind of...
Taya ain't done nothing yet. She gets a little more important. She gets more important later on.
Because she's just there so Joey doesn't say, hey, where the hoes at? You know what I'm saying? You got to bring the hoes with you. God damn, you know what I'm saying?
Well, he going to start to.
There's only like 3 female duel monsters players anyways. Literally, we've only seen
one.
Yeah, mine. Just one.
And Taya ain't done anything official yet.
Nah, she's only... I don't think she ever really does, but that's a whole other issue.
She does. Writing. She does.
Yeah, I bet she does. All right.
We
want you guys... So remember, we have social media where you can check out our latest updates. You can check us out on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, not Snapchat, everything. It's all the same at except for Twitter. So everything else is going to be at DABINGBIS. And then Twitter is going to be at BINGBIS. I cannot spell nor read nor listen today. I am struggling. Please help me. So you can hang it out with us on there. But we're going to conclude everything today, and we want you guys to know that we're wrapping up today's episode of Yu-Gi-Oh! And with you today, I was the master of Dungeon Dice, Enrique.
I'm Yugi Yami T-Max.
And I will see you guys on the next episode of Yu-Gi-Oh!